a study of seven rural states by the Bipartisan Policy Center found that there are challenges to healthcare delivery. One of the states it studied was Wyoming, which has fewer doctors, higher workplace deaths, and problems with substance abuse than other states. Heidi Schultz is the Rural Healthcare Program Officer for the center. She tells me that the doctor shortage is certainly a concern.
In Wyoming, for example, we only have 65 primary care physicians per 100,000 people, and nationwide there's 84 per 100,000. And that's only looking at primary care physicians. When you talk about specialists, it's even less.
So one of the things that people in the state, or at least some of the hospitals in the state, have done is actually one of your recommendations is to look at ways to enhance and improve telemedicine. Do you see that that's going to be something that's going to be critical down the line?
It's got to be. It's definitely a piece of the solution, and it's going to be critical. The Helmsley Trust works with, we have several sites in Wyoming that works with getting rural emergency departments connected with a more urban emergency department so that family practice physician or that PA or NP that's covering the emergency room when a trauma comes in or a cardiac comes in, they can access, you know, a board certified emergency physician who sees you know, dozens of these a day or a week, whereas that rural provider might not have dealt with, you know, this particular instance in a while. And can, you know, via live video, assist that provider and the nursing staff to help that patient. So it's so important, not just for patient care, but so that the providers don't feel so isolated and alone. You know, they were trained in teams. They were trained in bigger urban settings, and they aren't used to being the sole provider, everything to everyone.
Well, and so I'm kind of working backwards on your recommendations, but that's another one that you've got is providing some more support for primary care physicians. Wyoming is part of the WAMI program where they bring in students that have to spend 3 years here. I think that happens, but they can't wait to get the heck out of Dodge because they are getting overwhelmed in some of these smaller towns.
Right, and we need to figure out a way to provide more support to them and more peer support in teamwork. And like you said, the telemedicine might be an important piece of that. We also need to be able to provide more residencies. So you're talking med school, which is great, and the WAMI program is so important to our states of Wyoming and Montana, which don't have medical schools, which I will tell you blows people's minds from the coast. they don't understand that. But WAMI is such an important role, and we need to take it a step further and provide more residency opportunities for those physicians when they're done with med school. Once they're in a residency, statistics show that many physicians will practice where they serve their residency. So we need to find a way to provide more rural residencies. And while they're in those residency training opportunities, to provide them support. So like you said, they don't feel so alone and overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. So you were also talking about funding mechanisms for rural areas. I know our legislature certainly has found this to be a very expensive venture trying to do things locally. Are you talking about a federal solution?
Probably a federal solution and maybe some state issues. And some may just be tweaks in regulations from CMS. The real issue is that everything is so siloed. And to just serve a patient and bill for their services, you know, it could be a private insurance. It could be a combination of insurance and private pay. It could be Medicaid. It could be Medicare. And there's rules and regulations to all of those ways of billing and providing services. And it's so separated and siloed. And we've got to figure out a way, you know, how do we serve this patient and how do we pay, you know, to make sure we can pay for this and have the service available without being so difficult and regulated and really siloed. I hate to use that word too often, but it truly is. When you talk to providers, they want to provide the best care possible, but it's very complicated.
The Wyoming statistics also show that the state saw excessive drinking for adults increased by 14% in the past year. And in the last 10 years, drug deaths in Wyoming increased by 67%. Heidi Schultz is the Rural Healthcare Program Officer for the Bipartisan Policy Center.